Lawmakers in New Jersey want to keep low-income families from seeing their food benefits cut in half. WNYC's Karen Yee reports nearly 800,000 residents rely on the food stamp program known as SNAP.
Families have received at least $95 in monthly SNAP benefits for the last 3 years due to the pandemic. But federal emergency funding for the program will soon end. Starting in March, minimum monthly payments in New Jersey will drop to $50.
It's catastrophic in so many ways.
Adele Latourette is with the Community Food Bank of New Jersey.
The end of emergency assistance benefits in SNAP is really coming at what could not be a worse time for emergency food. They're already seeing staggering numbers of people, and this is just going to add more people.
Denise Anderson runs Table to Table, a nonprofit that rescues food from grocery stores and restaurants. She says the lines never really went away because families are now struggling with rising food prices.
Smaller recipient organizations that might feed 30 families are now feeding 60 families. And if those SNAP benefits go back, that might become 90 families.
Without extra funding, the federal government only guarantees a minimum of $23 a month. New Jersey passed a law last year raising that to $50, but Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin wants to use more state funds to restore the SNAP benefit to $95 a month. He's hopeful lawmakers act before federal funding runs out.
When we look around and we see that kind of need up close and personal, because it happens in every community, you look at yourself and you say, yeah, I have to be supportive of this.
The bill passed the Assembly last week and is awaiting a full vote in the state Senate.